Hello, hello, and welcome back to Art House Garage, the snob-free film podcast where we make art house, indie, and classic cinema accessible to the masses. I'm your host, Andrew Swetman, and today we have a very special bonus episode about a really exciting film festival that is coming up very soon. It's an Arkansas festival, but you can tune in no matter where you are. Art House Garage is based in Arkansas, and a big part of our mission is to support the film community here in the state. And that's a joy to do because the film community here is vibrant and full of lovely and talented people. Which brings me to today's guest, Carrie Michael. She works with an organization called Made in Arkansas, and one of the biggest things they do is an annual festival of Arkansas films, the Made in Arkansas Film Festival. I got to attend this festival last year, and it was a really great time. The crowd was engaged, the films were really diverse and very high quality, and I just really enjoyed myself. This year's is coming up May 26th through the 30th, and it will be online because of COVID-19. Carrie is here. She is one of the festival organizers, along with Johnny Brannon, who you may remember from the Dr. Sleep episode of this podcast. But Carrie is here, and she's here to tell us all about it. So first of all, hello, Carrie. Thank you so much for being here, and how are you?
Hi, Andrew. Thank you so much for having me. I am well, holding up, yeah. Holding up nicely.
Yeah, staying indoors and all of that, which, you know, must have been an interesting thing to prepare for a film festival in the middle of all this. But first of all, tell us about Made in Arkansas. How long has it been around? What do you do outside of this festival? And kind of what's your mission?
Sure. Well, Made in Arkansas has been around for a few years, but the film festival is in its second year this year. Okay. So, but the purpose of Made in Arkansas is to champion local films and filmmakers, to really kind of support the scene. And our mission is unique in that, you know, we're interested in seeing, you know, if you're making films in Arkansas, then we want to support you, give you opportunities to screen your work. We want to know, you know, what you're up to. And we really think it's important to create community among filmmakers in Arkansas. You know, there are a lot of people. It's a really active film community, and there are a lot of people making a lot of different kind of films, and we want to make sure that all of you know each other, that you have opportunities to talk to each other, that you have opportunities to collaborate. And kind of when the Little Rock Film Festival used to be that thing, it was great, and then it went away in 2015?
I think that's
And it left a pretty big vacuum, you know. So you know, this is our kind of grassroots attempt to create community among filmmakers in Arkansas and just support Arkansas film.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's definitely the sense, that camaraderie and community that I had going last year to the festival and to the smaller events. There have been a handful of little screenings around Little Rock area and different places that I'll link to the Facebook page in the show notes. And they usually are posting things. You guys have little things here and there that I've been able to go to outside of the festival. So yeah, let's talk about, so this year, it's the second year of this festival. As COVID-19 ramped up and it became clear that a lot of things were being canceled, I started to get really worried about film festivals. I know several have had to get canceled. Several have gone postponed a few months or indefinitely, and then others have gone online. And that's what you guys have chosen to do, which is, you know, it's a very different experience, but I am excited because it means you don't have to be in Little Rock to come visit and attend. You can and watch it from the comfort of your own home. So tell us about that decision to go virtual and what that's been like.
You know, it was, we waited, you know, we wanted to hang back and, you know, of course there was kind of a collective gasp among a lot of people when South By went online.
Yeah.
And, you know, we started to see other film festivals, big and small, start to kind of pivot, you know, to use that really exhausted term.
Yeah.
everyone's pivoting now.
Yeah.
So, you know, but, and our festival, of course, was scheduled for mid-May, and just, you know, part of, we did our inaugural year last year. It was, I don't want to be a dork, but it was kind of magical getting everybody together. And we really, really held out hope that, you know, we didn't know what was going to happen. Mm-hmm. Then finally it just became clear and we talked to Cal's and we, you know, we just decided, let's do this virtually. And it turns out that a virtual film festival, you know, kind of giveth and taketh away, you know, what we're losing in the FaceTime, you know, like what we're losing from, you know, kind of not being able to see these films huge on the big screen. That was so, you know, that theater is beautiful. And, really you know, is, yeah. Everybody's work looks really fantastic on that big screen. And we hated to lose that. We hated to lose like all the commiserating in the lobby and the, you know, and all of this. But it turns out that that a virtual film festival really does open up different possibilities. As you noted, people from all over can view these films. So, you know, it potentially grows the, you know, grows the audience, grows the profile, you know, potentially depending on who's sharing it and who's paying attention.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's also kind of opened up ideas for maybe future work that we can do together as Made in Arkansas beyond the festival. Like maybe there's other programming that we wouldn't have thought to do in person.
Yeah.
You know, that really becomes more possible through a virtual format. And so it really kind of turns out that it's letting us innovate in this really new and interesting way.
Yeah, that's really exciting. I'm excited to see how this all goes and to attend and just experience this different kind of film festival. Let's actually, on that subject, how do people join in this year? You get a ticket online? How does that work?
You don't need a ticket. You don't need a thing. We have a pretty robust Facebook presence, and we have a Facebook event for this event. That contains a link to the virtual viewing room. So this is neat. And this was an innovation that that Cal's kind of brought to us. We're going to be presenting the festival, broadcasting it on the Cosme platform,
okay,
with which I was pretty unfamiliar before we ventured out into these waters. But what we liked about Cosme and the Ron Rob has used it for some other, you know, they're having to change the way they operate too.
Yeah.
So they've been doing kind of bingo flicks nights and just super fun programming using this platform. So when they brought that idea to us, the benefit of it was that it does have interactive features. Mm. So if we can't get filmmakers together in the lobby, you know, if we can't have filmmakers and actors viewing each other's work and, you know, in person, then, you know, I like that this interactive platform will allow people to connect. It's almost got kind of a virtual lobby where people can stay around and talk, and they can even hang out after the movies are over, after the block ends, you know, stay in the room and talk. And so we kind of thought that was sort of fun and captures the original spirit of what this was intended to be. So,
yeah, that's great. So I'm looking at the Facebook event right now. There's a link there. I guess that's what you click when it's time, right?
Exactly. And the viewing room for the Made in Arkansas Film Festival is the same. So that one link works for all the blogs.
The whole time. Great. And it's just free. You click on it and you go, right?
It's free. Click on it and enjoy some film.
That's
amazing.
Well, on that subject, what are some of the films that are there any that you're really excited for?
There are a lot that I'm excited for. I mean, we are, another nice thing about being able to have it virtually is that we were able to schedule more blocks, you know, there's, you know, we had a fantastic response, a ton of submissions, and we really got some great ones. So we've got a pretty great lineup that, as you noted before, really shows the diversity of the films being made here. Mm-hmm. The subject matter is as vast as you can imagine, and there's a little something for everybody. So, you know, it begins on a Tuesday, and we have a lot of shorts, some really fantastic shorts, including a whole block from first-time filmmakers.
Oh, wow. That's great.
And then we had more features this year than we did last year. We were thrilled to get several features. So our opening night feature will be The Rock of Gibraltar, which is directed by Michael Ferris. And that's going to be a lot of fun. And then kind of the next day on Wednesday, we've got sort of fun. Like it's almost like that's our drive-in night with you know, kind of fun, you know, different sort of genre type, you know, films. And we have a Wednesday night feature as well. Thursday is all documentaries. So if you're into documentaries, we got some really, really beautiful documentaries. I was incredibly impressed with the documentaries that we got. And we also have a documentary feature. And the, you know, the subjects range from, you know, like local, you know, there's one that chronicles kind of 3 months in the life of a local band. You know, another is about the story of the design and kind of the significance of the Elaine Massacre Memorial in Helena.
Oh, wow.
Which I'm, you know, we were thrilled to get this one, and it's fantastic. And then another one about Title IX, the gender discrimination law, and kind of, you know, chronicles that. So, I mean, really some red meat if you're into docs.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that. That's great.
Super fun. Friday, we wanted to keep the spirit of kind of Friday at the festival. Last year, if you were with us on Friday, then you caught a really fun set of blocks. And we really wanted to kind of make that a tradition. So Friday, we've got a really fantastic comedy block. There is a filmmaker joining us from Louisiana. His name's Chad Hill. He's done a film called Invitation that is just hysterical. We have a really great kind of horror suspense sci-fi block following that up. And then, again, kind of a Made in Arkansas tradition, we have our WTF block.
Yes, which was so great last year. And that's a really fun one to watch with a bunch of people. Yeah.
It's super fun with a bunch of people. And we were able to add, you know, there's lots of films in it. And, you know, if you like the weirdness, this set of films will not disappoint you.
Yes.
Yeah. And then Saturday, we've got, you know, we've got lots more really fantastic shorts. And we close out with a documentary. It's an absolutely beautiful documentary from Joseph Pellegrin. It's called Mama Crom, and it is marvelous. I'll tell you something. I have got my eye on these JBU.
Really? Yeah.
Students and grads. They are turning out, you know, like, you know, our winners from last year's festival, our best Arkansas film and best student were both JBU folks, and they're just turning out really, really amazing work. So, you know, just if you're interested in the local scene, you know, always solid submissions from UCA and JBU.
That's really interesting to hear. And yeah, for the Arkansas listeners and viewers, I hope you'll tune in and pay attention to that, because that's really pretty cool. I want to mention one thing about that opening night feature, The Rock of Gibraltar, directed by Michael Ferris, one of my good friends from high school. Actually, I've seen that one. It's a good one, and I'm excited for people to see it. Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah, we are too.
Yeah. Well, cool. I guess that kind of gives us the skinny on everything, and what's left is to tune in on May 26th. Any last parting words before we wrap this up?
You know, I would just say that, you know, it's going to be easier than ever to really check out kind of the range of the Arkansas films being made. And, you know, of course, Arkansas is a big, small town, and you know, you may have kind of the filmmakers that you want to tune in for. But I think if I were going to say one thing, I would really encourage you to watch longer. If, you know, if you've got a little time and you're home, enjoy some independent film and check out some of the work from these folks in Arkansas who are making, you know, really fun, diverse films with fantastic production value, and you will not be disappointed. Forget Netflix. You've seen all that.
Yeah, this is a unique viewing opportunity. Yeah, and to kind of second that, I love short films, and I think it's great that you can get such a diverse chunk of films in a short amount of time and see lots of different things. And this is exactly the kind of festival that allows for that. So, yes, I'm excited for this. I think people that tune in are going to love it, and I encourage everyone to watch. Thank you so much for being here, Carrie, and we'll see you at the festival virtually.
Yes, thank you so much. We appreciate it. We will look forward to having you with us.
Thank you so much. All right, that will do it for this episode. If you want to follow along, you can go to madeinark.org, madeinark.org, or the Facebook page is the primary place, which is facebook.com/madeinarkansas. If you want to follow Art House Garage, we are at Art House Garage on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and Letterboxd. And you can find video reviews on YouTube and reviews and event coverage on the blog at arthousegarage.com. Email me, andrew@arthousegarage.com, with any feedback. And that will do it for this episode. Thanks so much for listening. And until next time, keep it snob free.